Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. I'm in here with my boy, Stupid Young. How you feeling, my G?
What's the deal? I'm good. I'm living.
Straight out of Long Beach. How you feeling?
Cool. Chilling. Just working. Continue to work. That's it.
Yeah, man. We made quite a splash with that vlog back, I guess it was about a year ago?
Yeah, that shit did like 5 million views in a month, something like that.
It's got like 10, 11 million now.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Viral, good and bad shit from it.
Yeah, what was the impact of that?
Man, they targeted me, so they trying to build a case. Not, you know, they just trying to find a little thing. They didn't know it was a prop, man. You know it was right. A prop, man.
Yeah.
It had a small ass hole in the front. Come on.
I mean, it was literally, we were in a neighborhood. We're at a garage.
There's
a bunch of people hanging out in the garage. And there's like an old, like, I wouldn't even, you know, it's not a operational gun.
Right.
So it was really just some gun pieces, really.
Right.
You picked it up and just pointed it at the camera for 2 seconds. They edited it into the video. I didn't realize that you were on probation, and I assume
I'm not even on probation.
But you have whatever that
I'm
you
a
can't.
Felon. Yeah,
you're a felon, so you can't be handling firearms.
Right.
And so that was enough. Just you picking it up for like 2 seconds and pointing it at the camera for them to how did it go down with you getting arrested or whatever? They just pulled up on you one day.
I was with my dog over there. We was just driving through the nice part of Long Beach and just whoop, Stupid Young, get over here. Well, from right when they did that, I already knew I was like, it was on me. I was targeted, you know.
Yeah.
And they're like, they put the cuffs on me. You in possession for a firearm? And I was like, I got no firearm on me. What you talking about? But I didn't know what the fuck it was. The police, they're like, oh, we big fans of you. They start asking me some crazy questions, like some music related questions, like, you fuck with Vince Staples? How about Jabba? And I'm like, hold on, I'm trying to know what I'm going to jail for. And they're like, honestly, we're fans of you. If we didn't know, we would tell you. And they didn't know. And then when I didn't even know till my first court date, really, I bailed out, got me a lawyer, whatever. Then the first court date, they explained to me from a interview, whatever the fuck. I got like 10 other videos on YouTube that got prop guns and shit. I guess we just forgot to put the prop shit on that video. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you it actually does make a difference in a court of law when it says in the video that these are props.
Right.
Because yeah, you've had music videos where there's been
everything
guns before,
is right? A prop in there. I don't put no real shit on there, but you know what I'm saying? They just want to find every little thing. I got some good news on my last court date. I got another court date coming up on the 20th, but it's just the bullshit motions and shit and the waste of time and money. But
right,
they said that they ran a DNA thing. They didn't find my prints or my DNA on the shit. So
wow.
If the gun they got from that spot is real, it don't got nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, basically, okay.
Yeah.
So you're just fighting it in court. Do you expect that it's probably not too much is going to come from it?
I mean, yeah. No, I expect the worst, but I hope for the best. Just to be ready. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like they trying to send me back to the pen and shit, to prison for like at least a year.
Damn. How long you been a free man? It's been a while since you did a bid,
yeah,
right?
2016.
Yeah. That's how long you've been out.
Yeah.
It's crazy, bro, because you can go back and listen to Stupid Young and see a completely different Stupid Young when
a
you watch the old shit. You were very drill influenced early on.
Right.
Very Long Beach meets Lil Reese. Long Beach meets GBE.
Yeah.
That was fucking epic for me. I wish I knew about all that shit because I didn't realize that you had like a whole nother sort of career before you got locked up. And then now it's like a second different version of you. Your style is much more evolved.
Right. Actually, I was doing it
further.
For fun in the beginning before I got locked up.
Mm-hmm.
It was still doing numbers though, like, you know, million views and shit, but I wasn't taking it serious. I was just in the streets.
So right. Do you feel like at that time in particular, people were really like gassed up off the sort of like image of the gang shit and
it
the violence?
Was,
and
yeah,
and in particular, the Asian shit with that shit too, because yeah. probably it related to a lot of people that didn't really have anybody yeah. that looked like them rapping.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just different. You know what I'm saying? It's rare. It's still rare right now. It's unique. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel like, did that video, like, away from the negative shit that came from the court case and everything, did a lot of positive shit come from that too? Because I felt like that was kind of a crazy like thing for us to both be involved with that video going so viral, because it was just like,
it was just natural. Yeah,
just a huge amount of attention.
Yeah, it's positive. It shed more light. That's my main goal, shed more light on people that come from my type of background and upbringing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. 100%. Were there like more like industry people reaching out after that and shit, you feel like?
Yeah, hell yeah. They was reaching out, and then there was, you know, just getting, oh yeah, it was a lot of good feedback from it.
Yeah.
Just the, you know, the system, they just be hating that shit.
You still independent?
Yeah. Well, I'm getting distributed through Empire. Empire right. be helping me out a lot.
Right.
You know, just to be 100.
Yeah. Do you feel like, is Empire like a place where you feel like you can really like fully build the career that you're trying to build?
Empire, yeah, there's like, it's like different levels to that shit, like how every company is, you know?
Right.
It's like, Empire, I feel like they work, they let you do what you do, they're just gonna sell your music for you, like your marketing and all that is on you, but then when they see you, you know, doing good and actually doing shit, that's when they'll give more attention to you and you're on the upper tier, then they'll come out with all these other ideas and shit, because it's different from when I first started with them to now. I got a relationship now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's interesting, because like everybody when they sign the label ends up basically just being like, man, fuck the label. Label ain't doing enough for me.
Yeah.
And it feels like everybody who signs the Empire, they don't really like tend to walk away with that impression.
Right. Nah, you don't hear no complaints about Empire. And then it's like a lot of people, they go to labels to get fucked over, and then when their contract's over, they go to Empire. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of people that have like consistent fan bases, like, you know, but they are with a label, and the label, that's a fucked up thing about the label. Label always trying to take you and figure out how to maximize you, turn you into something 10 times bigger instead of just embracing the fan base that you do have.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. That's true.
What's
the scene in Long Beach? I was trying to pull up in the hood to do a video recently, and you were like, man, shit is crazy. I don't know if it's a good idea.
Yeah, it's too crazy over there. You know, we can't go back to the alleyway. It's a lot of bullshit going on, a lot of shit going on, you know what I'm saying?
So a lot of those spots that we were kicking it at in that video are a little too hot to
be at
now?
Yeah, too hot. A lot of those dudes in those videos is locked up.
Really?
There's just a lot of bunch of shit going on.
Damn.
Gang shit still going on over there. Tough. You know, they had some mass shooting or some shit over there recently, too.
In Long Beach?
Yeah, like 12 people shot.
Really?
5 died, whatever.
Man, there's so many goddamn shootings these days. It's hard to even keep track of that shit.
Hell yeah. I just try to stay out the way, you know?
Yeah, so, but you're still in Long Beach?
Nah, I'm out of Long Beach, yeah, for sure.
Okay, where do you...
I'm in Calabasas right now.
For real?
Yeah.
You got Drake's crib? You got a room at the mansion?
He said Drake's crib.
I mean, hey, why not? He might have a room for
it. My shit probably like a garage compared to him.
You really been staying in Calabasas?
Yeah, Calabasas.
That is crazy. Did it seem that it was that important for you to like really put some fucking miles between you and the old hood?
I mean, it's like if you look at a lot of shit besides Pac and Biggie, a lot of rappers, they die in their own hood, their own city, because they got to keep going back.
Right.
Like me, I still go back. It's addicting. You love it. It's your homies over here, your family. You were born and raised over here. It's just, I don't know. It's hard to explain, like, unless you come from it. Like, you just... Like they said, never forget where you came from. That's like literally. I'm still over there.
No, it's crabs in a bucket for sure.
Yeah,
you know,
it's just like, the best thing to do is get the fuck out of the city. Like Snoop Dogg, he got the fuck out of Long Beach.
Yeah,
and hardly come back. You know what I'm saying?
Oh hell yeah! I mean, like you gotta be able to like put some space between it, because it's like you can't have the dude that you threw an egg at him in high school all of a sudden just be the guy that like sees you at a gas station at 3 a.m. and you're drunk you know, it's just way too hectic. Like, I mean, dude, you're lucky that you really only got to move like 40 fucking miles north or however far it is, 60 miles north, instead of like a lot of people. Like when you look at YoungBoy, he's trapped in fucking Louisiana. It's like, man, there ain't nothing going on for a fucking hot boy. And
a lot of money. Yeah.
The only like it's like everybody is just in the trenches or like does not have money, and then he's just out here the biggest artist streaming on YouTube,
like a lick, stupid, like a walking lick.
Hell yeah! It's like everybody in the whole fucking city is probably thinking about how to rob him. You know,
walking lick.
It's like at least if you're from Long Beach, Calabasas is up there and it's a lot more, or wherever it is. It's like you got a lot of different pockets that you can kind of move to and have a good life without having to relocate across an entire country.
I got to go too far,
Yeah, that's fixed. So, yeah, like in general, what, like I remember I just have a lot of memories of being there that day and sort of really feeling for some of the kids in those environments. Like the filmer at one point, I think, asked one of the kids, like, what he wanted to do when he grew up. And he said some depressing shit, like, I just want to be down with the gang. Some shit like that. Oh, my God. Yeah. I was kind of hurt. Like, hearing that, I'm like, God damn. Like, this kid really just don't know anything past this block.
He's locked up right now, too.
And that's like, it's a fucking dead-end street, man.
Shit, we proud of products of our environment. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, you throw a motherfucker in the jungle, they're going to come out like Tarzan and shit.
Yeah.
Like, how to adapt. It's just gonna be their environment, you know.
And it's crazy because it's like you are a rare exception to that rule because you get to come out and make music about that hardship and be able to create a career out of, you know, commentating on the stuff that you've been through. But then, like, for every stupid young, there's thousands and thousands of kids who realistically aren't going to be able to be a rapper, or in, like, best case scenario is they get like an okay job or type whatever. It's like there's just not a lot of opportunity there.
Right it's not. That's why the people who do get blessed with the opportunity, like me and other rappers who, you know, who's big and up there and come up from that environment, they get a help out in their own way. You know what I'm talking about? Give jobs and shit like that.
Yeah.
To their own people.
Yeah.
That's real. That's a beautiful blessing.
No, yeah, that's real. But I mean, that shit can be tough too, because it's like the main problem that I see with a lot of rappers is that they blow up and then it's just really tough to keep the homies happy because, you know, I know you come from like a super tight background where you've been friends with these dudes for so long, but a lot of dudes that ends up causing this huge strain between them because they want to keep these people around them, but those people don't necessarily know how to act and don't necessarily have much of a reason to really act right.
Oh yeah, you gotta find a balance. I've been in those situations. You gotta find a balance. You can't be coming like 20-30 deep everywhere and shit,
right?
That was in the beginning.
You see that with Shoreline, for sure. Yeah. Where they were like pulling, I mean, still, if they got an LA show, they're probably going to pull up with 40 people.
Oh, we do that too, but it's like every event is different, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like if I'm about to go sit down and talk to somebody and meet or do some business and it's some serious shit, I'm not going to bring like 10-20 motherfuckers who don't know how to act and shit. Yeah.
And I mean, it's like you could pull up with 10 homies, but it's like those homies got to understand that if one of them starts a fight, that really, really reflects badly on you. And that even though, the label or the industry type people might understand that it's like, you're a rapper and there's some element of that. But realistically, it's like they want safe bets in terms of who they have around with them. As soon as they start viewing you as a liability, and then all of a sudden it gets a lot more complicated to have you around and shit, it's like in the industry, like, there's a big incentive to sort of play nice.
I don't know about the industry.
You feel like you ain't really even in that at all?
Yeah, I don't fit in really, not just because I'm Asian, but I don't know.
A lot of
different shit, you know?
Yeah. Do you feel like you have that, like, reputation, though, where the labels are a little scared of you, or what?
Nah. Well, probably, like, a couple, because, you know, certain shit, because they look at you like that, like you just said, like, you know, Chief Keef and all them, how they look at shit like that, like, oh, man, this motherfucker got an open case, this and that. If we sign him, it's just going to be a liability, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And for them, a lot, you know, it's like, that's what's so fucked up, is that they want to embrace people whose content is...
But they get scared when it comes with.
Yeah, it's too complicated for them.
That's why there's a lot of people in the rap game is capping. Like, they don't be doing the shit they talking about because they're like, oh, we could get the dudes who look like it and talk about it, but they don't really do it.
I mean, a lot of times you'll have a rapper come out who got like an interesting style or whatever. Like you got TK, who was like, he came out and he had a dope style. Like, just purely musically, he was doing something that sounded a bit different than a lot of shit that was coming out. But also it's like, oh, this is a 17-year-old kid with mad guns and looking crazy and catching cases or whatever. And then like he gets locked up right away. So he's not really able to complete the mission that was there for him. But then you got all these other kids who are basically just like sort of filling in that blueprint, you know?
Yeah. Man. I don't know what to say. The rap game is just, that's the rap game now.
Do you feel like, cap game. Could you be that guy, the industry guy, the label guy who reached that was your life, is that you were like trying to find the next young crazy gangbanger motherfucker to just mic in front of him and
like
make
me?
Him rap. Do you feel like you're still just trying to be that yourself, or do you feel like you could ever be involved with trying to like shape an artist or whatever?
Man, I don't plan to rap forever. You know, everybody get their little time to shine or whatever. I'm going to just come, get this fucking money, get this bag, milk this shit for as much as I can, take that shit and invest it. And then I don't know how everyone looks at me in the industry or the rap game, like, oh, this motherfucker's the Asian that broke through or the Asian that really got it popping and shit. And if I got that title and that juice and that power, then I'm gonna look for more motherfucking Asian hoods around and take them under my wing and sign them and do shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's
like
crazy.
Be like the coach instead.
Yeah, it's crazy. Because it's like of the world that you come from, it's like you're already fucking mega famous, like, you know, of that world. It's like that's just kind of the mission from there, is to figure out how to like make more people give a fuck about the stories of the life that you grew up living.
Right, because I still feel like I'll be in my own lane, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even though people be like, oh, I know who he is, oh, his shit is dope, it still feel like I don't feel counted out, but I just feel like I'm just like somewhere flowing or some shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, not counted out, but I'm just in a different whole different lane, different world.
Right.
Because I'll be seeing this little shit they be putting, like, oh, upcoming LA rappers or upcoming this and that Crip LA rappers. Ooh.
You feel like you get left out of that?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
I mean, it's easy for them to make it all about Blueface and Roddy.
Yeah.
I don't know who else they tend to highlight.
But then I'll be seeing like a lot of motherfuckers tag me. So it'd be like, you know?
Mm.
I don't know.
You know they're at least aware
it's
of it.
Asian thing. They'd be forgetting, like, oh yeah, Asian, you know.
It's funny though, because it's like, you know, they like rap, the Asian shit, like it is its own world. Like the 88 Rising shit and everything, that's its own fucking universe. But it's kind of weird for you because it's like you stylistically, you're way closer to a Shoreline or a Greedo or this whole type of LA music. It's like, I don't know. But in a lot of ways, I feel like that's interesting though. Would you ever see yourself going out of your way to sort of court that specific different Asian audience where like you could be the gangster ass rapper at the 88 Rising Festival and sort of play into that audience, even though that's not your organic audience? Like, you're from the streets.
Yeah, I don't see me doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, 80, we had a talk of 88 Rising before, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people was telling me like, yeah, that's you're that niche that they kind of missing type of shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, they just need the street thing. They got everyone else.
Right.
But I don't know. I just want to do my own thing. I don't want to be looked at as in an Asian category. I just want to be me.
Right.
Be me and then get acknowledged for being me. That's it.
Damn, catch a body for Rich Brian. That'd be a good look, right? You think people would be looking at you like, damn, he's a soldier, right? He took one for the cause.
Yeah, no, I got to be for my own brothers.
That's real. In terms of the LA scene, do you feel like it's at a healthy stage right now? I feel like it's kind of, there's been so many like dope underground dudes who bubbled up out of LA that it feels like a very healthy environment right now.
Yeah, I feel that's somebody's, who the fuck is it? Oh, I just did a video with Shoreline, SOB, like it was kind of Northern Cali and Southern Cali.
Oh shit.
All black. And it was like P-Lo was there. It was a lot of like different people, like young, fresh talent, you know what I'm saying? We were all together, and it was just like, the homie DJ Gay for Power 106, he's like, man, he posted some shit, he's like, LA is looking healthy, but it is, you know what I'm saying? From Long Beach to Compton to LA, South Central, wherever, West LA, like, it all looks good. It's a lot of talent.
It's becoming more like the Bay, where there's more consistent artists who can, like, really do numbers and have careers without necessarily having to blow up to a bigger level, you know,
like a local thing.
Because that's what we always looked at the Bay and been like, man, this is like amazing that they got all these grown ass dudes who just make gangster ass records and have real careers and really do shows off that and really doing millions of views on YouTube,
and they'd be helping each other and shit.
And because like they know what their shit is that their style is like, it's very them, like it doesn't need to fucking
be. It's natural. They got their own lingo, their own feng shui and shit.
Yeah. What, did you ever meet Nip?
Nah, I talked to him on FaceTime before.
Really?
Yeah. That was one of me and my section favorite rapper. No clout, no cap, none of that shit.
Really?
Yeah.
You just like related to the music and thought he was dope?
It was just, yeah, shit, since way back, since his old shit, you know what I'm saying? I got, well, I don't know where the fuck the video at, but he got a video of me, like, as a kid, smoking a blunt, listening to Nip, you know, when he dropped this Bullets Ain't Got No Name,
right,
shit like that. It's just, what he speak, my environment and my section relate to it.
Right.
Like no bullshit, no cap. When he died, I don't even think a lot of, like, not to be fucked, like, a lot of his people didn't listen to his shit like that. They was on that new wave shit, you know what I'm saying? Mm. But it's like certain areas and certain sections, they listen to him. Like certain, you know, like the real gangbang sections listen to fuck with his music.
There's something about Nip's style where he was very much just like, he didn't rap all fast. He didn't rap like terribly technical. He was in like having some weird gimmicky flow or whatever.
It was just real music,
telling you what it is. Yeah. And it's kind of like, if you're really from an environment where you really know what he's talking about, then that shit probably seems super important, you know?
Yeah, like my whole section, like Cambodia Town, all the fucking Cambodians fuck with him. Yeah. From us to the ops to everybody, girls, everybody fuck with him. It been like that for a long time. Mm. Not just when he passed, for a long time. Like I even said, like, when Power 106 interviewed me, who's your dream collab? I said Nip. You know what I'm saying? That was the only answer. And that was way before he passed. You know what
That's
I'm saying?
Crazy, actually. Yeah. Damn.
So, and Empire was about to get me on a record with him.
Really?
I talked to him on FaceTime. His boy, his homie from 30, Shady Boy, put me on FaceTime with him. And I told him, what's up, man? I'm Stupid Young from Long Beach. He's like, I know who you is, cuz. And then I'm like, all right, I'm gonna wait till that day because I don't want to pay for no feature. I just want to get it naturally.
Right.
But then Empire's like, my last part, they're like, you need somebody big on this, man. Who you think? I'm thinking Lil Baby or Nip. They're like, yeah, we think it's time for Nip. I was in Hawaii when they said, we think it's time for Nip, right? So I said, all right, I got the DM, but I don't want to post it to look like no fucking clout chaser. Right. Then the next day, coming from Hawaii in the airport, I seen RIP Nip, this and that, woo. So I had the chills. I told my baby mama, like, what the fuck? Look at this DM. I'm DMing the homie Chang from Empire, and he's like, yeah, let's get Nip. Let's do it when I get back. As soon as I come back in the airport, is, you know, they say RIP, this
what
and that.
The fuck?
That's what I was like, wow.
How'd you feel when you saw it? I waited too late.
I felt hurt. Like we lost the homie or some shit, because, you know, he's just one of them dudes.
Yeah. It's like
one of my top five for sure.
He's a voice for LA and like, but it's such a shame because he's the ultimate definition of like, you know, don't wait till somebody's gone to give him their flowers.
No, they didn't fuck with him like that, man, before he was here. You know what I'm saying? Nobody was.
I think I'm willing to admit, and I think like a huge percentage of people are probably guilty of just straight up, you know, taking it for granted
and just
not realizing how important what he was doing was until after the fact. And it's like, it's a real shame because it's like now you see that conversation playing out. But I guess, you know, it's always going to kind of be like that. There's always going to be people making great music that the world just doesn't really have enough attention to really pay full attention to.
Right.
I don't know.
That's true.
Do you think, like, when you see this conversation going about, is Nip a legend? How's that sit with you?
Yeah, he a legend for sure. I seen that little interview. We talking about Wack and shit.
Right.
Everybody's opinions, you know, they got their own opinion, but he a motherfucking legend because of the hit numbers or hit records. And in my perspective and opinion, it's because the shit he did for his people, his community. You know what I'm saying? They wouldn't want to name the fucking street after him.
Right.
I think he a legend. Yeah. He a legend to some people.
You know, it's like, you could have two different views of what the word legend means. Like you could say that legend has this super strict definition where the only people who get to be legends are like fucking Tupac and Biggie. you can talk about it like that. I feel
that's
you.
Cliche.
Because they are legends on a different level than fucking damn near anybody else. But I mean, for me, you know, I'm trying to think of like, there's a lot of people who passed over the years and it's like, they're legends because everybody knows who they are and you can't escape their influence.
Right.
And the impact that they had.
Yeah, the impact. Hell yeah, he a motherfucking legend. It's the impact, you know? It don't matter how many records he sold, this and that. He's a legend.
Facts. That's how I see it for sure, man. I've seen, like, you know, that's the thing about rap is, and especially what's dope about rap now is that you could be someone who gets millions of views and is not really super known outside of your city. Like you're not a world star. You're not fucking being covered all the time by Source, XXL, whatever. But you fucking represent for your community enough that people really appreciate that. And that's like a beautiful thing.
Yeah, that's like me.
Yeah, no, like I know it's creepy to even mention it, but if you pass right now, it's like, hell yeah, you're a legend. You might not be a legend to like everybody else who's going to, because that's the fucked up thing, is that there's going to be millions of people that would listen to you for the first time after you passed.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah, you gain all that clout, you know what I'm saying? After.
Yeah. Too. Dead rappers get
better promotion.
I don't
know why
they
want to follow people after they die. Like, what's the, they dead.
That shit is so weird
it's
to me.
It's weird, right?
Seeing like, dudes get 5 million new followers on Instagram after
dead.
They die.
He's like, going to post?
He's not going to post much now. Like, maybe you might get a message from his fucking family once every couple months or something, but like, what is that?
That don't make no sense, man. It's just society, the world.
Mm. What's your project, the most recent project that you dropped?
True Story 2.
Right. Yeah. And so who was on that? I listened to it because we're supposed to do this interview like a fucking month ago. So yeah. I fucking listened to it a bunch of times a month ago, and I can't remember who was on it.
It was just on and off. Yeah, we couldn't. Our times was off.
You're too in the streets. That's what they say about rappers like you, man. He too in the streets. He can't even come to an interview. He's just in the trap house or something, man.
Shit. Who is it? Smoke Perp, Why Be in the Mirror. Damn, I can't remember my damn self.
You just saw you're trying to see what's up with the SoundCloud wave?
Huh?
I'm trying to see what's popping with these kids.
Oh no, you talking about with Perp? Nah, fucking that shit was random as hell. My engineer was just talking to Perp like, oh yeah, mate, cause I guess he asked my engineer who you engineer for, and he was like, oh, my favorite artist is this dude, Stoop Young. And he's like, oh yeah, I fuck with Young. Tell him come through. Uh-huh. So I came through and we just made that record. And then like a lot of my shit, you in the studio with me, well, I started writing out, but I used to freestyle all my shit just from the top, just like one take type shit.
Really?
Yeah, and Perp was like, what the fuck? Did he really just do that? I never seen nobody do that in my life, you know?
That's so funny.
And, yeah.
So you used to just straight freestyle shit? You didn't even punch in like that?
Nah, no punch, just one take. It still happens to this day.
And it would just be off the top of your head? You weren't?
Just
writing anything beforehand?
Just off the top, yeah.
That is so crazy. Because, like, I've seen Shoreline, like, write entire verses and then go in and one take the whole verse.
Yeah.
But that's, like,
if I write it for sure, it's going to be one take for sure.
Right.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. I like freestyling and shit.
No, I feel it. But I don't know. It's just, it's weird, like, realizing that people just have such different processes. But then, if you're about to do a song with Shoreline and they're sitting there writing their verses, are you probably going to sit there and write your verse too? Or, like, just because when somebody is rapping, like, on a certain level, you kind of want to just, like, slide in and, like, rap on the same level?
Nah, I still stick to my process. I'll go in my own little corner, I'll walk back and forth, and I'll write in my head. And even if when I'm, like, say I'm done and they're still writing their shit,
yeah,
and then I'll just keep rehearsing it or some shit in my head or some shit, write it in my head. Or then, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I have time. But then, you know, if they write kind of fast, then I'm going to just go off the top.
I got no memory. Yeah. If I think of something, it's gone, like 30 seconds later.
I don't know what the fuck it is and what me.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a rapper and you've chosen for this to be your life, I understand it occupies a special place in your brain where it's easy to remember shit, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, I don't remember a lot of shit. I just remember when my raps and shit. Like, I just be writing in my head. Like, I'll write something right now or some shit while we're here. And when I go to the studio, I'll remember it and I'll just bring it out.
You'll remember it though.
Yeah,
that's impressive to me because I would just not remember it. How's being a dad? How old are your kids now?
He just turned one.
Damn.
Yeah.
So 1 year. How's the transformation been? Has this changed you as a man?
It's cool. No, I feel the same. I feel like, you know, I got something to live for, or like, you know, some important priority is my priority.
Does it make you want to go to bed earlier?
Hell nah. He used to go to sleep on my time.
Oh, really?
And that's just late as hell, yeah.
See, I like that. My kid's late. Going to sleep whenever the fuck I want to go to sleep. I like that. He's 1 year old. Then he's
sleeping right now, I think.
For real?
Yeah.
Damn, so you don't got to keep him on like a specific... I got to have my girl listen to this so that she knows.
My girl is the one who sleep late. I'd be like, man, I got something to do tomorrow. I got to get up. And we'll be like, okay, we'll go sleep early. And it'll be like 3. We'll go sleep early at 3 in the morning. Bro, I'm dead ass serious.
Dude, 3 in the morning, like, I can't even.
We're working up late. I woke up early.
Really?
Yeah.
For this?
No, I had some training, some boxing training and shit.
You been boxing?
Like, just training, just little training.
Just having fun doing
trying
it?
Trying to stay, you know what I'm saying? Trying to not be rusty.
Yeah.
Got a lot of enemies out here.
How many times a week do you do it?
2.
But motherfuckers don't box.
Oh, who?
Not in this city.
Oh yeah, I know that. Yeah, but shit, you never know. You might be in a situation, you know?
Backstage of a show.
Yeah.
That's the only time motherfuckers could really get to boxing or something when all the tools have been taken.
Say that your enemy is not a dumbass. He's smart. He'd be like, okay, so much cameras. I can't shoot this guy because I don't want to get caught and go to jail. I'm going to fight him.
Right.
They're going to get fucked up.
Yeah.
Just be on point. While they over there doing drugs and drinking and shit, you over here fucking getting it in.
Yeah, I mean, like, working out and, like, in general, and, like, fighting and shit, boxing, whatever, I mean, it's its own reward, even if you never use it, because you walk around just feeling strong, feeling good, knowing that if you did have to get it in, that you'd be fine. I mean, that's just worth its weight in gold, you know?
I mean, it's just to stay ready, you know? You ain't rusty and shit, because you... Some niggas could have hands back then and then ain't fighting a while and don't know how it's gonna go.
Real. A lot of dudes walk around with that confidence like they know how to fuck somebody up, but then when you actually see videos of motherfuckers fighting on Worldstar, you realize that a huge percentage of people, and I'm not necessarily saying that I'm any different, but when it comes down to a lot of people, when they start swinging, they look like fucking little kids or girls or whatever.
They be running out of breath and shit, stamina.
Oh, that
man,
for
I see a lot of videos now, young dudes, young kids. Teenagers and shit, they run out of breath fast. Mm. Like, faster than when I was, like, fucking 15, 14.
Because they're all jeweling.
They smoking all them jewels and them fucking backwheels and shit.
Dabs.
Yeah. Backwheels. I think backwheels. Fuck you. I'm against backwheels.
I saw smoking raw, woods.
I'm a you raw do? Person. Yeah.
I smoke fucking raw papers, too.
I
boom.
I got raw paper in my fucking pocket right now.
That's fire. I got a split roll for after that. I stopped smoking woods. No offense to the Backwoods company or anything.
No offense,
But I feel like my cardio is a bit better. Like, it doesn't completely destroy me. I feel like my skin, when I look at photos of myself before I stopped smoking woods, that my skin was a lot more, like, looked like it was melting off my fucking face, which is a problem a lot of white people have.
Yeah, that's just bad. That's just raw. Fucking bad, especially my old manager. He used to smoke a big ass fucking wood with not enough weed, all wet and shit. And I used to be smoking like I'm just smoking a fucking regular fucking blunt.
And I'm like smoking a fucking backwood hand towel. Yeah,
I'd rather smoke fucking little bong or some shit.
You don't put tobacco in the raw at all?
Nah, but we got our own shit. Cambodians, we got our own shit. It's called chop. They do in the motherland. It comes with a bamboo bong, a little board. And then they have to get American Spirit. They my close homie does it. And then they put American Spirit and spring on their OG and chop the wheat.
Right.
And then take bowls of it, and that shit will hit way harder.
Yeah, we used to call that a mole.
Oh, yeah?
I remember a girl. I knew a girl who was always doing moles. Was basically, we would just like fill a bong rip and then put tobacco all over the top of it and just hit it. And this girl told me she had to go to the doctor, and the doctor told her to stop taking moles because it was fucking her up too bad.
Oh, yeah. No, see, this don't happen with my road dog. He's been doing this for years.
Really? I would try that shit for sure. I love that tobacco high blasting your fucking brain.
I should have told him bring it for you. That shit, I don't know. That shit put you on your ass, though.
Bro, what is up with the word chop, though? Because you just called that chop. Coke is chop, and a gun is the chop.
I don't know, man. But this shit, you really chopping it. You have a knife and shit.
So, I know. It's just weird how, like, slang, you can have, like, a million different things that are the same slang term for them.
Coke, yeah.
Because when I was hanging out with you guys, I got really confused at one point because you said something about chop, like, multiple times. And I'm like, wait a minute. He's talking about two different things.
Yeah, yeah. You know.
That had me confused as fuck. Damn, so how you feel about the gentrification of Long Beach? The shit changed a lot, huh?
Yeah, Long Beach is nice. Like, I don't try to paint my city like, oh, it's fucking crazy. It's fucking Chicago. You know?
You're not too far from Signal Hill.
Yeah, that shit nice.
They're Long looking Beach down on you fucking whatever you the hell's
gang,
going on
if
in
you don't
Cambodia
gang
town.
Bang, Long Beach is nice for you. Yeah. You go anywhere the fuck you want and go and fucking to the beach, to the pike, go Signal Hill, go wherever. But if you gangbang, then it's different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I live right around the corner from where we were at in that vlog. Yeah. I lived there for like 3 years. I didn't know shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew there was like crazy shit that would happen from time to time, like meth busts and shootouts, whatever. Right. But it never really. If you don't know about all the gang shit, it just seems like some random shit. That
yeah,
just pops
like,
off
it's like
sometimes.
A whole different world and shit.
Totally.
Or if you don't stay updated like with the news shit, you know?
Yeah.
It's been a lot of crazy shit going on over there.
Yeah. That's a fact. What is the music that you're interested in at this point? Like, what's the soundtrack to Stupid Young getting in the car and driving around at this point in your life?
Who am I listening to?
Yeah.
Well, I got an old list of people I listen to. I listen to real shit. Like, real shit I can relate to. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like listen to, like, SoundCloud rappers and shit like that. Well, my new favorite people is, like, Polo G. I fuck with Polo
G. He's dope,
yeah. Artists, you know, Polo G, Lil TJ.
They got the soul.
Yeah, just all that real shit. That's it.
I like Youngboy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I listen a lot
Youngboy hard. Yeah, we got some Youngboy on that shit. Yeah.
Youngboy to me just sounds like a kid.
He streams. He like one of the number one streamer.
He's
that shit blow my
massive
mind.
Massive on streaming and on YouTube. Like, man. Ridiculous. I don't know who the fuck all these crazy ass angry kids are, but all they listen to is Youngboy.
It's like outrageously, like, like Empire told me, like YoungBoy would be streaming like a motherfucker.
Yeah. And all these like young fucking kids just walking around in the projects with no shirt on and guns, and they just getting mad views off of that image. Like that's all just YoungBoy's like fan runoff. Like they just need other shit to listen to.
Yeah, all his sons and shit.
He's the king of that category. Damn, and he got them fucking holes in his head. He's scary as fuck, man.
He's young too, right?
Yeah, he's like 20 or some shit like that. They got to get him off that crazy ass probation they got him on. Man, so you think that there's going to be any sort of like awakening with the fans after Juice WRLD passed? And it's a very complicated story, but like they're talking about it was basically related to the Percocet thing. You feel like at any point this is going to be like a real wake-up call for young rap fans and shit, that the pill shit is gonna go out of style?
I think yes and no, because some people are in too deep already. They probably addicted, or you know, some rappers probably addicted, still gonna rap about it. And then some, you know, I never fall under that hype, that category shit, right? Taking prescription drugs, but hopefully it do stop, you know all that lean prescription pill shit.
Do you think it's worse for like the average young dude in the area you grew up in terms of their impression of drugs? Because like I know for me as a kid that I didn't even know about lean, I didn't know about pills.
I think it come from it didn't matter where you come from too, because Long Beach, I don't see a lot of motherfuckers doing perks and all that shit. I don't even know there's a perk plug over there.
Yeah, they probably just don't have access to
like,
it
if they don't give a fuck. They just smoking weed, drinking Henny, doing cokes, fucking sipping lean, whatever. But all the pills shit and all that shit, I think it didn't matter where you come from,
right?
Because I'll be going up north to the other hood over there, and they don't like drinking alcohol. They like drinking lean. And over here, we like drinking alcohol. Right. Me and my section.
Yeah.
It's like different. You know what I'm saying? Depending on where you come from.
It's kind of interesting because it's like, which one is really worse?
Man, they should just stop the fucking prescription shit and just do the fucking Hennessy and weed and ecstasy. Ecstasy is my favorite.
You love ecstasy?
Yeah, Euros.
Euros.
Woo.
Yeah, I like Euros. A guy who has a favorite ecstasy brand. Yeah, oh, Euros. Them Teslas,
the Teslas. Teslas is cool, but they got some way better shit.
I can't even imagine what it'd be like to take an E-pill at this point in my life. I feel like I have a fucking heart attack 5 minutes later.
Me, Mac, I believe it or not, I record better off it.
Really?
I got more emotions and I'm more like more style with it.
Oh, yeah, you definitely have more emotions. You'd be wild the fuck out.
Yeah.
But you're the type of dude you can just do it in the studio and you're not so geeked out.
Yeah,
that
I'm not so wild, yeah. I'm just like walking outside, smoking a cigarette, all the homies on it too, so the music just sound way better.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
If I was like a single man and I'm taking ecstasy in the studio, I would just, by the time that shit kicks in, I'm texting every fucking girl on my phone. I'm trying to get out of there. Like, let's get a hotel. I'm trying to fuck. I would lose my fucking mind on ecstasy. I don't know if I could really sit there and rap.
That shit.
Oh, hell yeah. Bro, I remember one time I met this fucking Asian girl on Tinder, like when that shit first came out, and she came through and she told me, for some reason, she told me she had ecstasy. She's like, what do you want to do when we hang out? I'm like, why don't you just bring them pills? We'll just take that shit.
Yeah.
So we take the fucking pills. And we ended up just fucking like being in the bar. As soon as that shit kicked in, we go fucking back to the crib. I like woke up fucking her at 9 a.m. Like fucking my alarm went off and I was like in a trance. I've been fucking her off the E-pill for like 8 hours. And then the sun's coming out and I'm like, oh shit, I'm still fucking. Like, how am I still fucking?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, a lot of people, but when you're on the peak, you can't get hard, you know what I'm saying?
Like, oh, hell yeah. That was the reason why I was fucking for 8 hours. Yeah. If I could have just got hard and nutted, I probably would have been asleep.
That should do wonders. That should put way more work in than that fucking blue rhino shit.
You know, I'm fucking with them rhinos?
Man,
That shit is, you got to get the blue chew.
I think you could die from that shit.
You got to get the blue chew. I'll hook you up with some blue chew.
What's that?
It's the designer shit that we advertise sometimes.
That shit work?
Yeah. It's fire. It actually fucking works good, and it ain't like that shit that you get at the gas station with the fucking rhino on it. Because
shit, I heard perks make you last long too. I ain't trying to do no fucking 10 hours and shit. I'm cool with a couple hours, but I got shit to do.
You never went down the Viagra or the Cialis lane? I never did it, but I've heard young dudes talking about it on songs and shit. And I'm like, what the fuck are y'all talking about? Yeah. You're 19 and you're taking Cialis. You don't need a dick drug. You're 19.
Yeah, that shit. Oh, yeah, that shit gonna fuck them up.
Being 19 is a dick drug.
I had homies taking the blue rhino and shit. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah.
I don't know. That shit. They said they feel like they're going to die or some shit.
Really?
Yeah, like taking it with their heartbeat, your heartbeat increase and shit. I mean, you find that at every liquor store.
Yeah. I heard right that if you're like a normal functioning 20, 30-year-old guy, that if you take like a whole Viagra pill that you're going to fucking hate your life, you got to like nibble off a quarter of that shit or something because it's way too much if you take the whole thing.
Damn, I don't know, bro. I don't know.
Got to give you some fucking Narcan in your ass to calm you down or some shit. I don't know. You're not supposed to be doing that shit with like Molly's and shit too either, I don't think.
Yeah. Because the homie that tried it, he was on coke and did that shit.
It's two uppers. That seems bad.
Yeah, I was like, damn, I don't know. Fuck.
That's crazy. Hey, you feel like people don't pay enough attention to Draco's situation and how unfair.
That's how you feel, your opinion?
Yeah, that's my opinion, is that his situation gets so ignored. And it's like he's one of the most important rappers in the history, or at least in the last 10 years of L.A.
See, when you know how I was doing the music shit just a little bit, not too serious before I got locked up?
Right.
But I was telling like my girl to write on Instagram, like, oh yeah, fans who want to write Stupid Young right here. And I got a shitload of fan mail. But then it started like slowing down as the time went. I feel like when you go to jail, it's an out of sight, out of mind thing.
Yeah.
I know that very well, because like there's homies that don't pick up other homies' calls, but they don't mean it in that way. Mm. Like when I was locked up, they didn't answer my call, but I understood that because I've been incarcerated since I was young, like 14 type shit.
Right.
And I understood why it's no personal disrespect or none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know, maybe because Draco, like, situation, what do you want, what can they do?
Yeah.
What can the fans do?
But it's crazy just because...
They could spread it, yeah.
Right, but the fans are even, like, other L.A. rappers, like, bigger L.A. rappers. Like, to me, and I can't tell motherfuckers what to do, but it's like, if I'm YG, I would look at that situation like, this is... And I think that's the problem, is that motherfuckers just really don't even know...
The people who can do something about it.
Right, but people don't even know how fucked up Jericho's situation is because it is so fucked, because he blatantly was, like, not involved in this murder in any way. There's no evidence tying him to it, and still... He already beat it, and then he's still sitting there in jail, rotten.
They go to the targeting thing that I'm talking about. They got a hard on for you. They got a hard on for you. They just target it. Like they got no evidence, right?
Right.
They got no evidence.
But they know they can keep fucking with them.
They still want to refile it. You know what I'm saying? Mm. It's just when you target it, you just target it. I don't know. I feel like when you rap and you in the limelight, they think like, oh, okay, he's gonna, because this is what the ops think already. Oh, he's gonna blow up, he's gonna buy everybody guns, and they're gonna be on, and they're gonna be untouchable, like army and shit like that. But I think the police think that too, and they want to stop it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not knowing like how shit really is behind closed doors.
Definitely. And it doesn't take like a whole orchestrated like effort by the cops. It just takes one or two cops who fucking hate you, and that they're going to pull you over all the time, and they're going to fucking plot on you, try to get a wiretap, try to find out what the fuck you got going on. And that's Draco's situation. He has like one or two cops who absolutely despise him and fucking want him dead and want to torture him every last second that he's alive.
Yeah, I know how that feel. Shit, I had gang unit coming to my court for this case.
For real?
Coming to testify and talk all crazy like it's a murder. Like, man, they just had a mass shooting in Long Beach. Go take care of that. Go solve that shit. I'm over here... What the fuck? We'll wait till I do a real crime, then take me in. You know what I'm saying?
For real, right?
Fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's so crazy. Yeah.
It's just, when you target it, you target it. Crazy thing, I know Draco since we was locked up together as kids. I was 17 and he was like 15 or something.
Really?
Like that.
What was he like back then?
He didn't rap.
Really?
I swear to God, on the hood, he did not rap. His name Daryl Caldwell.
Yeah.
He didn't rap. And then we was close though. He was the baby out of our group. He was the freshest motherfucker in placement though, I remember.
Really? He had waves in jail?
Yeah, True Religion in 07.
What?
No, this is placement. This is like a foster care where they put all the badass kids who the mom doesn't want them right now.
So he had the Trueys?
He had the True Religion in 07. He had the Red Monkeys when they was popping back then.
What?
He was the freshest dude in there, I can say that. But then...
you don't say the N-word?
Nah, hell yeah, I say nigga.
Okay, I thought you just censored yourself. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
Stupid young.
Shout out Daryl Caldwell, man. That's crazy. He did not rap, you know what I'm saying? He didn't game make from what I know.
But he was a cool ass motherfucker. Yeah. Like Tom is a cool ass dude, but then he just wasn't rapping.
Yeah, then when he blew up, I got out of jail. I'm like, who the fuck? This nigga look familiar. Who? And then I hit him and he was like, yeah. He's like, what's up? Because we remember each other because he bought me because you get home passes if you do good in that placement, right? So he went on the home pass he bought me this green and yellow A's hat for my birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And then he just, you know what I'm saying? And we had a whole rap group in there. It was a short dude from Piru, another dude from Hoover, another dude from 20 Bloods.
You had rap crew.
Yeah, me.
That's epic.
Me, the only Asian like always. And then Draco was just on the side, never rapping. And then that blew my mind. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's crazy. But, he was just soaking up the game.
Yeah, I haven't seen him like in fucking 8-9 years. Shit changed in that time of period, you know?
That's so crazy. Yeah, man. I mean, Draco is just like the fucking, I don't know.
He's hard.
He's going to be back on the streets at some point. And to me, they could take him for 10 years, and I don't think shit's going to change. He's still going to come out and have a big-ass fan base trying to hear everything he got to say.
Yep. Oh, yeah, he's one of them dudes.
Definitely. He's a fucking soul of L.A., if you ask me, man. He's the best.
I really wish he was out here, though, man. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, it's just fucking, it's a tragedy because they lock you up and they just fucking try to keep you as long as they possibly can.
How about 6ix9ine?
Legend, great guy. Street soldier.
Yeah, he gonna come out, he should go do numbers for sure.
Oh hell yeah. But I mean,
I think he's still gonna rap too. I think he's gonna rap, and he's gonna rap all that gangster shit he be rapping still to this day.
You know what you're gonna see a lot of is you're gonna see a lot of like a random video on World Star with dudes with guns on the thumbnail, and it's gonna say 6ix9ine diss. There's gonna be a lot of that.
Yeah,
he's gonna be the most hated motherfucker, but he's gonna be back in the streets with mad security, big ass record deal. He's gonna find some rappers that are gonna fuck with him, co-sign him, make him look like he's not this villain.
Yeah, he's gonna. There's already people co-signing him, but
yeah,
this shit, you know, a lot of shit watered down, like the coach shit, how it was from back then and shit.
He got a letter from the prosecutor basically saying that he was like the best snitch they ever had.
Damn, that's crazy.
You know, like he didn't just turn over information on shit that they knew about. He turned over information on everything because he wanted to make sure that they weren't coming to him with a different case afterwards and saying like, oh, now we got to charge you with this shooting, blah, blah, blah.
They said he brought his whole hood down.
Yeah, the whole Nine Trey, whatever.
They said he brought them all down thanks to him. And I feel like when he come out, because I felt like if he didn't bring down the whole hood, it was just whoever was involved with his case. He was just going to come out and be like, oh, y'all wouldn't snitch on a dude who tried to fuck your baby mama and try to kidnap you and extort you. Why am I going to do time for him?
He's had like a year to sit in jail and think of excuses. You know he's going to have some fire excuses.
I feel like he's going to come out and say that. Like he's going to come out and say, why would y'all wouldn't snitch? Y'all fuck them, this and that. Whatever the fuck.
You know what's fucked up though is that the Juice WRLD situation is similar to the 6ix9ine situation in the sense that the feds were already watching Juice and his team for at least a month prior
why,
to this situation.
Why were they watching?
Because they, I think, had some assumption that they were trafficking drugs. You know? So I think that's what the cops were already watching them for. And then the 6ix9ine thing is kind of the same because they already had wiretaps on certain people in that crew. They had snitches in that crew from years in advance. That's so fucking scary to think about because, you know, if you want to be a criminal and you think, you can get caught because there's going to be a camera at the scene of the crime. There's going to be somebody who snitches on you, whatever. You're not really thinking that much about every fucking word that you guys are saying to each other, just being straight piped to the FBI or whoever's investigating you, bro. That's insane.
Yeah,
kids, don't break the law, man. Y'all ain't ready for it.
Yeah, it's just the game is just watered down.
If you're gonna do some dirt, do it dolo.
Yeah, or you know what I'm saying, just know who you rocking with, basically. Don't talk about it. It's done. That's it.
And definitely just keep it on social media because y'all be telling on yourselves most of the time these days.
Snitching. Yeah.
Facts. Snitching. What you been working on? What you got going on that you're excited about?
Shit. I'm just keep working. I've just been in the studio back to back. You know, I'm gonna drop this tape with my dude MB Neil. It's a collab tape. I feel like me and MB Neil is the hardest Asian rappers.
Really?
You heard of MB Neil?
Where's he from?
From Stockton. He's with Empire 2 now, but he's hard.
Really?
He's on that autotune wave. He's hard, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then it's just, you know, drop the yellow tape. Call it the yellow tape.
I like it. That's epic.
But then after that, then I'm going to have a solo project with me again. And just get some features going and shit.
Yeah, just keep flooding the streaming services, huh?
Yeah, I got this video dropping. It's off the True Story with me. Drop at 7:30 today.
Oh, shit.
I wish I would have talked to you earlier. I would have put on the No Jumper shit.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
but it's hard, though. It's hard. They want it.
That's fire. Stupid young. My filmer, he just left, but he he didn't even know who you were because he's not really a rap fan like that. And like somehow he found out that there was a rapper named Stupid Young, and he was just saying that shit about everything. Like if the fucking weed tasted good, he would be like, "Oh, this shit's Stupid Young."
Who's that? Where are you?
My homie Tony. Oh, he just left. It's a very versatile name in that way.
Yeah,
I'm gonna keep saying that shit. Stupid Young.
What's the deal?
Appreciate you, man.
Man, for sure.
No jumper.
Fucking with me.
Coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, subscribe. Drop a comment down below. Let us know who you want us to fuck with next.
Come on.
Bang.